Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections. Welcome to The Word, Lenten Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Today's reflection is from Jamie L. Waters. The Lord will provide. A reflection for the second Sunday of Lent, February 28th, 2021. A reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on a height that I will point out to you. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. The Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he answered. Do not lay your hand on the boy, said the messenger. Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son. As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram, and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Again the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did, in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly, and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command.
I think that the Abraham story reveals the active nature of a relationship with God. People always have to be open and responsive to what God calls for, even if it makes one uneasy or even if it feels as if it goes against one's typical ethical actions. I say all this with a bit of caution because I fear that in the wrong hands, this story could be used to justify unethical behavior. And I don't think that's a positive way to read it. I think instead it could just be an example story of one's active engagement and relationship with God, even if it challenges what we expect of God. One of the philosophical approaches that I think can be compelling, though also not completely satisfactory, is Kierkegaard's perspective on the story. Kierkegaard argues that Abraham temporarily suspended his ethical commitment to protect Isaac in order to fulfill the commitment to his faith, in order to fulfill the divine command. And so in this way, I think it helps to isolate Abraham in a way to say that this isn't how everyone ought to behave. But in this scenario, Abraham suspends his ethical commitment in order to fulfill his divine injunction. I wish, and I guess this is more of a how I think Abraham could have been both attentive and also more mindful of Isaac. I just crave a pushback. I love that Abraham is so faithful to God and listens and goes against his parental responsibility, goes against the covenantal promise that he's been given that would be through Isaac. He abandons all of that and just goes with what God says. And that's beautiful, but it's also a bit frustrating. On a very personal, selfish note, I just wish that Abraham had advocated a little bit for Isaac, even if he were willing to do what God commanded. I think that if Abraham had pushed back on God's command, it wouldn't necessarily mean that he weren't faithful to God. So I don't think that faith in God is a robotic type of faith. It's interactive, it's engaging. It's fine to talk to God, to pray with God, and to question God, as Abraham does elsewhere. And so if there were ever an occasion where it would be most permissible to push back, I would hope it would be in defense of his son Isaac. I feel like we could still get Abraham's faith even if he pushed back a little bit and still went along with it. I think that the one doesn't cancel out the other. I think both are a good demonstration of an active engagement of faith. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided."
That was Jamie L. Waters. She teaches scripture at DePaul University in Chicago. She writes America's Sunday Reflections for the Word. You can read her full written reflection for today at americamagazine.org/Lent2021. The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find all of our Lenten content from America online at americamagazine.org/Lent2021. Thank you for praying with us. Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's scripture reflections.